So, of course, Aaron Rodgers is out there, too. And the Aaron Rodgers story is just, let me just put it this way. I love Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I'm just going to say it. I'm completely in his corner. I think he's going to be healthy this year. I think he's going to lead the Jets to the playoffs. I think the Jets are going to be playing in the AFC Championship game. I also think this entire story about the days he missed and where he went, where Egypt or whatever he was doing, is the biggest overblown, none of it matters. I've never thought it mattered. I understand the days were, you know, mandatory. He was there earlier. The team doesn't care. He is the offense. He is everything. He doesn't need to be there for those 2 days. It's a bunch of junk. I wish the coach would have put it differently, but even though he didn't, I never cared. None of it was anything significant to me. But having said all that, Aaron Rodgers is so pompous that sometimes I can't stand it. And I, you know, I would love to just be like, man, I can't wait to watch you play football. I'm so pumped about the Jets. I am. And I this, you know, gets into, because I'm a Giant fan. I don't feel this, you know, Yankees and Mets has this dynamic. Clearly, hockey teams have the dynamic. I mean, if there were Net fans, clearly the basketball teams would have the dynamic. But for me, the Jets and the Giants are worlds apart. I don't consider them city rivals. They play in the same building. I guess for a brief moment with Rex, because Rex decided to take it on. Other than that, like, I hope the Jets win every game, every year. I don't, other when they play the Giants. Like, I never understood Giant fans who don't like Marash. Marash is a guy, and I have buddies too, Giant fans who hate the Jets. Marash hates the Jets. I have no idea why. They never play. They don't battle for anything. They're hardly ever good at the same time. Like, it's just weird why anyone would hate the Jets, the Giants. I can understand why the Jets would have the typical, you know, little brother syndrome that the Mets have, that the Islander fan has, and all the, because the big teams are the Giants, the Rangers, the Knicks, the Yankees. So I get why the little brother has the issue, but why a Giant fan would have any issue with the Jets, I don't know. But having said that, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to the season. I'm hoping he stays healthy. I think the coach is a little bit better. I don't want to say much better, but I think he's a little bit better than he gets credit for. He's really had no quarterback whatsoever. I'd like to see him actually have an offense and see if he can, you know, do anything with it. But having said that, some of the comments made by Aaron Rodgers recently are asinine. The idea he tried to spin this, when he talked about it, he references his time with the Packers, and he talks about they're pretty much all just, you know, camp days or whatever. Actually, I think we have it in there, Fleegs. Do you mind getting it? It's you know, it's in the Jets folder. What he says about the time he missed and how he's a victim in all of this, and it's been poorly put out there by the media, and it's been a misconception of what actually happened. It drives me absolutely up a wall. Do we have it? Here, so this is Aaron Rodgers' comments on him missing a couple of mandatory days at minicamp.
The thing that I think people don't understand is that when I was in the NFC North and playing for that team years ago, there used to be a real thing called minicamp, where it was, you had one of them usually, sometimes it was right after the draft, but either way, it was 5 practices in 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so 2 practices on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Now it's not minicamp. They can arbitrarily put a tag on whatever week of OTAs they want. So yeah, this is the minicamp week, which makes it somehow more mandatory than the other weeks. But it was an OTA schedule. That's how it's, you know, how words can be a little deceiving from time to time. You can make a story out of the fact that I missed a minicamp when it was really 2 OTA days.
Right.
Interesting.
I came to the first 10.
What the hell are you talking about? Like, honestly, he didn't say anything of any meaning whatsoever in that. That was a whole bunch of jargon to try and confuse you into thinking anything other than what actually happened. And here's what happened, plain and simple. And by the way, I don't care. That should have been his take. His take should have been like, listen, I had this thing planned. The days ran together. I had multiple people involved in it. It was just one of those unfortunate things. I know the offense very, very well. I cleared it with the Jets prior. The fact of the matter is you missed mandatory days. I 100% agree with you. You were there for the first 10. It is a bit arbitrary on which days are mandatory and which are not. Of course, life is arbitrary. Everything is, if you zoom out far enough, none of this makes any sense. But to go back to your days in the NFC North and what really the schedule is, here's the fact of the matter, Aaron. The coach came out and said it, and it's the truth. There are days that are mandatory. There are days in minicamp that aren't mandatory. There were a total of 12 or 13 days, 2 days, right? So it's 12 days. You were there for 10 of out of the 12, which for me, and I would think any rational person considering his Hall of Fame track record and what he means to the Jets and how he knows the offense backwards and forwards, 10 out of 12, whichever days are deemed mandatory, is perfectly fine for me. But to come out and talk about how, well, it's really the miscommunication of the wording and what it actually is and the way it's perceived and what people are concerned about. And your coach came out and said, today's mandatory, it's an excuse, we don't know why he's not here. Just own it. You're Aaron Rodgers. Stop playing the victim of miscommunication. There were mandatory days. You didn't show up. You went to Egypt. Now, you were there for 10 out of 12. Good enough for me. I'm totally with you. But don't portray it as some sort of miscommunication or miscarriage of justice. They were mandatory. That's the rule. You didn't show. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I don't think his teammates care. I wouldn't even talk about it if I were him. Like, yeah, I had a thing in Egypt. I pulled the line from Robin Williams. I had to go see about a girl. I don't care what you had, just whatever. You had to be in Egypt. That's it. But the idea that, well, are they really mandatory? Are they, yes, they really were. They really, really were. Now, not for you, they weren't mandatory because here you are. You didn't show up. There was no consequence for it. Maybe you got fined or whatever. But, I mean, were they really mandatory? No, you're right. They weren't. Not for you. But just be honest and own it. So it's just so annoying because, he tends to do this stuff. And then he comes out and he makes a crack about they really are the Jersey Jets and the Giants are really the New Jersey Giants. Like, what's the point of that? Like, what are you trying to say? Are you just trying to be funny? Like, what are you trying to accomplish with that? Please, New Jersey? Go ahead. Great. Maybe they'll allow you to make left turns. I don't know. I don't know what's going to benefit you from pleasing New Jersey. But that's fine. I don't care. You do play in New Jersey. But, I mean, it's just, I just can't wait for him to start playing football. If you think, like, if you honestly just took a second and think of all the time that we have spent on Aaron Rodgers, all the different things that have happened with Aaron Rodgers being a New York Jet, from I intend to play for the Jets. From that moment to now, all the things that have actually happened, and he's played 4 plays. It's bonkers. It's absolute bonkers. The amount of nonsense that has happened. Obviously I admit that. It's all nonsense, and a lot of it is his creation. Believe me, I talked about me being hypocritical before about liking bat flips but not liking slow and nonsense around the bases. I mean, he could not have been more hypocritical, scolding the Jets on doing nothing that doesn't have anything to do with winning. That's all we should be focused on. And then he's doing everything from, talking about all kinds of nonsense on podcasts to taking on Fauci to running for vice president. I mean, he's done everything other than try and win. Now, I also think he's trying to win, and I think it's important to him, and I think I take him at his word when he says he plans to be here for a while, and he's rejuvenated, and he wants to see this through, and he wants to bring a championship to New York. I believe him. I do. And I think he's good enough to do it. And I think this team is good enough to do it. Devontae Adams or not. I do. I'm pumped for the Jets season. But please, don't try and manipulate this thing into somehow you've been mistreated. You weren't. You decided to go on vacation instead of being there for mandatory days. Just say, hey, listen, there were 12 days. I was here for 10 of them. I understand the two I missed were mandatory. I'm sorry. That's it. But instead, it's, well, really, if you think about it, what happens is they're OTA days, but they're really just, you know, camp days. And they're mini camp days, but they're really just OTA days. And, like, there are 12 OTA days, and I missed two. Like, I don't even know what you're saying. I don't even know what you're saying. And then I wish you would have challenged the guy giving the interview when the guy went, oh, really interesting. Like, yeah, what did I just mean? The guy had no idea what Aaron Rodgers was talking about. None. When I played for that team in the AFC off, really what happens is it's camp days and like they just bundled up and then camp days and it's really not. And then they're like 10 out of 12. Oh, interesting. That guy had no clue what Aaron Rodgers said or was trying to say. None. That's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. You didn't show up for two mandatory days. Now go out there and play football already. Man, oh, man. This guy. I it's unbelievable. But he still hasn't lost me. I'm still with you, Aaron. I'm ready to watch you run out there. I'm not a sentimental one. I'm really not. Him running out onto that field, 9/11, with that flag to, you know, usher in the brand new era of Jets football. That was the most epic moment ever. And to have it followed up with what happened is a disaster. And maybe that's it for me. And I'm not even a Jet fan. I have to see this through. Like all the talk about, oh, they should move on. He's old. I don't believe it. It's this, it's that. Like, I have to see it. I want to see it so badly. And I believe it's going to be special. I really do. I think they're the best team in the division. I think they're going to win the division. And I think they're going to be playing Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. My man Fleas is going to be torn on who to root for. No, I'm just kidding. But he did say he had a question for me after all of this, so I'm curious what the question could be.
So I think it goes along with all of this, right? Like Everything you've been saying, pretty much in lockstep with you. Aaron Rodgers, king of just talking forever and saying nothing. Yes. He's perfected it.
Right.
And I think most of the time he knows he's saying nothing.
Right.
But
he should be a politician eventually. Not while he's running.
He is perfect for that, to just speak for an hour and say absolutely nothing.
Yep.
But there's been this weird thing with Rodgers, going back long before he was a Jet, long before there were ever even connections there.
Sure.
He's been treated like the villain and the enemy for a long time. I think he's just broke. Again, I think this happened before he came to the Jets.
Sure.
Where he just snapped, because no matter what he did and said, even in the times he was right, and obviously there were times where he was wrong,
sure,
the world just took on Aaron Rodgers wrong. Aaron Rodgers is the bad guy. Perfect marriage with the Jets, who, no matter what happens, because of their history, and the losing is a big part of it,
sure,
but they're wrong, they're the bad guy.
Right.
There was so much talk, not with just today and yesterday and Rodgers giving this interview and all of the nonsense about, and Rodgers, he seems clearly annoyed that we heard the reports, and then it comes off this way in the interview.
Right.
Comes off annoyed that this was called an unexcused absence.
Right.
I ask you, you're in the media. Is there a single person in the media who was critical of the Jets for saying, well, they could have handled this better, saying it was unexcused? Is there a single person who had a comment like that, or wrote a story, whatever it was, went on TV,
who will now defend?
That had the Jet. I get where you're going. We could do that one too. But the original one I was thinking of was, had the Jet said that? Had Saleh came out and said, listen, he had a trip planned. We know it. It's an excused absence. Everybody else, it's mandatory that they're here. Would a single one of those people not criticize the Jets? Because I think 100% of them would have had the same, hey, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, unfortunately, Rodgers caused this by going on the trip.
Correct.
But there is not a single one of those people that would have changed. Their take was, Jets wrong, Rodgers wrong, no matter what.
Right. No, I don't think you're wrong. If they came out and said, look, we're going to excuse Aaron because he needs to go on vacation, but everyone else has to be here, of course. Oh, you're playing favorites. You allowed this guy to come in. Not only does he pick the roster, pick up the backup quarterback, now he decides what's mandatory and what's not. Of course, that would have been the story 100%. Now, to be fair, a lot of the media didn't care, though. They killed the Jets for the wording of it, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying the ones who got on them and are now getting our roster, they would have gotten on them either way. And honestly, I do think had the Jets said he's excused, everybody else has to be here, that would have been a worse look.
Right. No, I agree.
They had no good options to choose from.
No, once
and
he went
Aaron
to Egypt,
Rodgers is the
no
one
Rodgers.
That put them in that situation.
No doubt. So 100%. So for him to be upset with what was said, there was no way around flack. There was no way around getting crap for him not being there on mandatory.
And that's the problem with him right now, because he's, I think, unfairly taking heat for stuff he didn't deserve it for.
Right.
He now is not willing to take any responsibility for anything, including this is one situation where it is on him.
No.
But he can't accept it.
Right. No, I mean, I agree. He can't. It's not just there. It's also like when someone said, when he got challenged on the idea of, you know, you've kind of told the team it should be about just winning and anything else is noise, we need to eliminate it, and yet you're doing all this stuff. Oh, it's in the offseason. No, it's not. You were doing interviews, you know, you had comments about Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, and Epstein during the season. You had interviews, you're challenging, you know, COVID rules, which is fine, but you're allowed to challenge COVID rules. You're an American, but then don't criticize your team when you're clearly creating an issue. You're taking on Fauci. You're challenging Fauci to, like, you know, a television event.
It's almost like the Yankees with All In and now the Rodgers with the no. No. We didn't say that.
Right.
You put that out into the world.
Exactly
right. You did that. That's on you.
Yeah.
Now we're just, okay, holding you to the standard that you set.
Correct. 100%. And then when asked, like, well, that's the offseason stuff. No, we're not just talking about running for vice president. We're talking about all the other nonsense you've created. So, yeah, no doubt. Rodgers is a conundrum. And that's why it just needs to... It doesn't work if he doesn't play. He's got to play. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play. And hopefully he can stay healthy. They've revamped the offensive line a bit. They've done a great job revamping the offensive line. Hopefully they stay healthy because they've got Hall of Famers there as long as they stay healthy. We'll see if they add Adams to the wide receiving core. But I just... Honestly, I think Hall, Garrett... Garrett Wilson, the new offensive line, and Aaron Rodgers in this offense he's super comfortable in. Add Mike Williams. Hopefully he's going to stay healthy. I think they have enough offensively to at least be good. I mean, maybe they won't be dynamic. Maybe they won't be the best offense in the league. They might not have the Dolphins passing game necessarily, but they should be good. And I think the defense is still a unit that's top of the league. Top two, three, four defense in the league. They're not the 85 Bears, as they might proclaim, but they're still a damn good defense. And if this offense is cooking and a little bit and they're scoring and the defense doesn't have to be perfect and Saleh can relax his mind instead of focusing on the idea of trying to, you know, drag a quarterback by the ear through the whole damn thing, maybe he can be a coach. I don't know. By no means am I saying Saleh's a great head coach who's only being hampered by the quarterback. What I'm saying is I don't know he's as bad as everybody thinks he is because he's been dealing with an impossible quarterback situation, which I don't know if you've paid attention to football for the last 10 years. It's kind of a critical component of the game. So the idea he's playing with Wilson this whole time, he's trying to juggle between Wilson and, you know, Mike White and everybody else, Joe Flacco and everybody else under the sun who's been terrible for him, with an offensive coordinator who, let's be fair, works with one quarterback and one quarterback only. Like, I'm just not ready to declare, despite all the other nonsense and asking for cell phones and trying to figure out leaks and all the other crap that I agree point to the signs of a bad head coach. I'm just not ready to declare him one when he's had to deal with such a ridiculously poor quarterback room. Doesn't mean he's a good one. It just means so many people are ready to stamp him as a terrible head coach. I can't put the stamp there. I'm hovering. I got the stamp in my hand, the ink's on it, I'm hovering. But I just want to see what he does with an actual offense and an actual quarterback.